This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's coming up January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Today, we talk again about some of the things younger farmers are doing in a challenging industry for, especially challenging for young farmers. I'll talk about it after this. The theme for the Farm Futures Business Summit later this month at Iowa City, Iowa is Listen, Learn, Profit. You'll have the opportunity to listen to and learn from and perhaps profit from experienced farm management and marketing authorities at the Farm Futures Business Summit. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. It's a high-powered two-day conference. By that, I mean it's packed with inspiration and ideas. The information you need to steer your business forward in a world of rising volatility. And one thing I've noticed in the past at the Farm Futures Summit is how farmers learn from each other with networking there. As farmers and ranchers come from all across the country. You can get more information at the website farmfuturessummit.com. That's farmfuturessummit.com. It'll be in Iowa City, January 24th and 25th. I'm sharing with you on the broadcast this week some ideas from younger farmers and how they approach these challenging times in the business of farming. Here's an example of the dairy industry from Nebraska, Jason Nuttleman, who farms with his father, Doug, and the rest of their family on a crossbred Holstein Jersey dairy operation near Stromsburg, Nebraska. And Jason says it's all about genetics, genetics, genetics. In his words, genetics has been a big change for us. He said we used to breed everything with bulls, but today we time breed everything using artificial insemination technology and just have a cleanup bull. Jason said this has allowed the family to improve genetics and dairy herd performance exponentially. He said they are also benefiting from better genetics in their crops. And technology is being embraced by younger farmers, too, as we talked about it yesterday on the broadcast. An example is Kyle Heiss, who farms with his father, Rod, near Page, Nebraska. And they're learning much more about in-field moisture sensing technology. They've worked on it for about 4 years and have employed these tools in their irrigated fields in Nebraska. Evolving in-field technology that helps with the farm's variable rate irrigation program has been key to their bottom line and to their philosophy on saving water resources there around the Heiss farm. They use soil monitoring probes, soil moisture monitoring probes, and they've been able to tweak their management philosophy over the past few years. One of the keys to using the soil moisture probes in irrigated corn and soybeans is getting the probes in the correct locations in the fields. And once they get those set, they can better apply the water only where and when it is needed. I'll be back after this.